Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Rally in Washington, D.C. calls to end 20-year persecution in China. India, Art of Jinshan Ren exhibition moves patrons in Pondicherry. Turkey, Falandafa draws great interest during Adana International Orange Blossom Festival. Toronto, Falandafa practitioners participate in International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. AZ Business Magazine, How Forced Organ Harvesting in China Affects the U.S. And Japan, introducing Falun Gong during the Cherry Blossom Festival. Now for the stories.
Rally in Washington, D.C. calls for end to 20-year persecution in China. Falun Gong practitioners in Washington, D.C. held a rally in front of the Chinese embassy on April 14th to commemorate a historic peaceful appeal staged in Beijing 20 years ago. The rally raised awareness of and called for an end to the two decades of persecution against Falun Gong in China. On April 25, 1999, an estimated 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners gathered near the State Council Appeals Office in Beijing to appeal to the regime following the unjustified arrest of practitioners in Tianjin 2 days earlier. Just 3 months later, Jiang Zemin, then leader of the Chinese Communist Party, launched a massive suppression against Falun Gong that continues to this day. A spokesperson for the Falun Dafa Association of Washington, D.C., said that the principles that guide practitioners, truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, represent the traditional values of humanity. She said when Jiang and the Chinese Communist Party chose to persecute Falun Dafa, they turned against those universal values. A practitioner who attended the peaceful appeal on April 25, 1999, said that practitioners went to Beijing to appeal to the regime to uphold their principles. Almost 20 years have passed, and many of us have risked our jobs, families, freedom, or even our lives to safeguard these principles. This is because we believe that righteousness will prevail, he said. Another witness of the appeal agreed, saying, 20 years ago, on April 25, 1999, Falun Gong practitioners showed the world a courage and peacefulness that needs no language to express. Even after 20 years of the most violent suppression and brutality, practitioners have persevered in their faith amidst the evil of this world, bringing light and hope for humanity's future. Ms. Ding, an award-winning English teacher from Jilin Province, spoke at the rally. She was recognized as an exemplary instructor at the provincial level before the persecution of Falun Gong was launched. Because she practiced Falun Dafa, however, she was arrested 4 times, imprisoned for 7 years, held in a forced labor camp for nearly 2 years, and detained in brainwashing centers 2x. Her employer also dismissed her from her job due to her belief. Despite the ongoing persecution in China, many people have heard about Falun Dafa in recent years and have taken up the practice.
India, Art of Jinshan Ren exhibition moves patrons in Pondicherry. Pondicherry was a French colonial settlement in India until 1954. Visitors to the city sense the well-preserved French legacy in its French Quarter, with tree-lined streets, mustard-colored colonial villas, and chic boutiques. Until recently, the streets had French names and the locals spoke French. A Falun Dafa practitioner in Pondicherry managed to secure the prestigious Seaside Art Gallery located on the Promenade Beach Road of Pondicherry, free of charge, to host the Art of Jinshan Ren International Exhibition, which was open to the public on March 17th through 24th. The 55 paintings on display were executed by a diverse group of accomplished artists who practice Falun Gong, a school of self-cultivation that improves the body and mind by means of exercises, meditation, and following the teachings based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance taught by Master Li Hongzhi. The paintings poetically depict the beauty of lives lived according to these principles and also the grim realities of the persecution that Falun Dafa practitioners have faced for the past 19 years at the hands of the Chinese Communist regime. One visitor commented on how refreshing it was to see classical paintings of such extraordinary quality. Since Pondicherry attracts a lot of tourists, many Europeans, primarily French, and other foreigners visited the art exhibition. Most people were shocked to learn of the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. An artist said, "The pain and courage of the artists come through because they endured torture and repression in forced labor camps." To patrons, the paintings conveyed an overarching message of hope and triumph. Interested visitors were given additional information about the practice of Falun Gong and why the Chinese regime is persecuting it in China. People who were keen to learn the exercises visited the group exercise site near the beach in Pondicherry in the mornings. Practitioners taught the exercises and introduced the teachings of Falun Gong.
Turkey. Falun Dafa draws great interest during Adana International Orange Blossom Festival. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the International Orange Blossom Festival in the city of Adana, one of the largest cities in Turkey, on April 5th through the 7th. Millions of people had the opportunity to experience Falun Dafa during the three-day festival at the practitioners' booth in the city center, at various performances throughout the area and in the Orange Blossom Festival Parade, Turkey's only annual parade. The annual Orange Blossom Festival welcomes the arrival of spring, with a magical fragrance of blooming orange trees permeating the city. Millions of visitors from Turkey and abroad join in the celebration, taking part in the entertainment and carnival amid the fragrance of orange blossoms. The parade on April 6th included thousands of participants along the route. An estimated 1 million spectators enjoyed the diverse procession. The Falun Dafa group drew a great deal of public interest and was photographed by hundreds of people. Falun Dafa practitioners presented music and dance performances on three different stages throughout the city, and also demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises on stage. Thousands of people viewed and applauded the performances. In the city center, practitioners demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises on stage, handed out beautiful handmade lotus flowers, and also took the opportunity to call attention to the ongoing 20-year persecution of Falun Dafa in China. They gathered signatures on a petition calling for Jiang Zemin, the former head of the Chinese government who started the persecution, to be brought to justice. Approximately 7,000 brochures were distributed, and the Dafa exercises were shown on the sidewalk and along the streets for 3 days. While the practitioners were demonstrating the exercises, a reporter from the local newspaper stopped by and interviewed the practitioners. The paper ran a front-page story about Falun Dafa the next day, titled "Falun Dafa is a High-Level Practice," which has attracted great interest from the Adana public.
Toronto. Falun Dafa practitioners participate in International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. Falun Dafa practitioners from Toronto participated in the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination on April 7th. They introduced the ancient cultivation practice at this community event, which was organized by the York Regional Police Department. This year, 2019, marks the 17th anniversary of this popular community event. The York Regional Police Chief, along with several elected officials from various levels of government, attended the event and expressed their support. During his opening speech, the Chief stated that being a Canadian means respecting one another, respecting human rights and the law, and living together in peace, kindness, and tolerance. He said that the York Regional Police are committed to protecting the community's human rights, freedom of religion, and racial equality. Mike, a young human rights advocate, stopped to talk with the practitioners. After listening to a brief introduction of Falun Dafa and the ongoing persecution in China, he praised the young practitioners who were participating in the community event. He said, "This is great. I support you. We need to work together to safeguard human rights." Before he left, Mike shook hands with the practitioners and said, "Keep in touch. We'll meet again soon." Many residents came to the Falun Dafa booth to learn more about the practice. Shelley, from New Market City, was very interested in learning to practice Falun Dafa and asked to be contacted for the upcoming 9-day lecture and exercise workshop. A Chinese man came to the booth and said that he had seen Falun Dafa practitioners several times. After he talked with practitioners for more than 20 minutes, he thanked them and took some information so he could learn more about the practice.
AZ Business Magazine, How Forced Organ Harvesting in China Affects the U.S. AZ Business Magazine published an article on April 10, 2019, titled How Forced Organ Harvesting in China Affects the U.S. The article introduced an upcoming panel discussion on organ harvesting in China that will be held at the University of Arizona College of Medicine, Phoenix. The expert panelists will include international human rights lawyer David Mattis, who has co-authored several investigative reports into organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners in China; Winston Hewitt Jr., MD, co-chair of the Standards in Organ Transplantation Committee of the American Society of Transplant Surgeons; G. Weldon Gilcrease, M.D., Assistant Professor of Oncology at the University of Utah School of Medicine and Deputy Director of Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting; and Torsten Trey, M.D., Ph.D., Executive Director of Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting. The panel was to be held on Friday, April 19th, and moderated by David Beda, M.D., Chair of the College's Department of Bioethics and Medical Humanism. Students at the College of Medicine were encouraged to attend. Dr. Beda told AZ Business Magazine that the event is being held to raise awareness of the unethical practices of China's organ transplantation industry and to provide a forum for discussion of medical ethics. He hopes that the public, local physicians, and medical students will learn about the issue and ethical concerns of traveling to China for transplant tourism. Dr. Gilcrease suggested that due to ignorance, the American public and the American medical profession were at risk of being complicit in these crimes. He told the magazine that medical schools in the U.S. had been training Chinese surgeons in transplant medicine and that these surgeons had then returned to participate in these unethical practices. The author of the magazine article wrote that Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting has appealed to both the United Nations and the U.S. Congress for actions to end forced organ harvesting in China. The author wrote that Congress had passed House Resolution 343 in June 2016, which called for an end to forced organ harvesting in China and recognized persistent and credible reports of systemic state-sanctioned organ harvesting from non-consenting prisoners of conscience in the People's Republic of China, including from large numbers of Falun Gong practitioners and members of other religious and ethnic minority groups.
Japan, introducing Falun Gong during the Cherry Blossom Festival. Falun Gong practitioners participated in the 27th Cherry Blossom Festival in Suigen Park, Toyota City, Aichi Prefecture, on April 6th and 7th, 2019. They offered free instruction for the Falun Gong exercises on the lawn and distributed information to passers-by about the spiritual discipline. The practitioners also collected signatures on a petition calling for the prosecution of Jiang Zemin, former head of the Chinese Communist Party, for initiating the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999. The practitioners performed lion dances, gave a martial arts presentation, and demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises on stage on the afternoon of April 6th. Many in the audience followed along with practitioners' movements on stage and learned the exercises. The wife of the festival director brought baked fish to the event and shared it with the practitioners. She invited them to participate in the Cherry Blossom Festival in the coming years. Many tourists signed the petition. Groups of tourists often signed it together. Over 10 pages of signatures were collected within 2 hours. Chinese visitors also watched the performances. Falun Gong practitioners advised them to quit the CCP and the Communist Youth Organizations. When an elderly couple, their daughter, and their granddaughter were heard speaking Chinese, a practitioner greeted them and told them about Falun Gong. The couple had come from China to visit their daughter and were to return in a few days. They accepted a copy of the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party and Falun Gong materials. A middle-aged man came on Sunday morning when the practitioners were setting up the banners. A practitioner told him that people in over 100 countries practice Falun Gong, but that it was being persecuted in China. He also explained the staged Tiananmen self-immolation incident that was meant to incite the Chinese people to hate Falun Gong. The man said, "The CCP are bandits." He took the informational materials and said he would read them at home. When the practitioner advised him to quit the CCP, he quit the Young Pioneers Communist Youth Organization without hesitation. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.